Despite a decade of government regulation, many women are still getting inaccurate mammograms because of doctors' mistakes. Reporter Michael Moss of the New York Times writes this in a two-part series that continues today. Moss says physicians' lack of skill in interpreting mammograms results in many breast cancer cases going undetected.
Some of the research that's coming out now shows that they're missing nearly 30% of cancers on average. And in some cases, some clinics are missing nearly 40%.
Now, that sounds like a very high rate. I wonder how it compares with other diagnostic procedures.
Well, it's difficult to compare mammography with other diagnostic procedures because it's so difficult to do. Some doctors compare it to looking at the moon with a telescope and then trying to parse out every little shadow and ravine, looking for things that look very similar to natural and good tissue. So the difference between something, an abnormality, and a potential cancer is very, very subtle.
Well, I'm wondering if doctors routinely miss 30 to 40% of lung tumors, for example.
The difference here, though, is that the government 10 years ago set out to do things differently here. They set out to sort of create standards for the profession, training, education, and then on the table, they considered ways to sort of track the performance of doctors. However, that's not quite the way things turned out.
Well, how did they turn out?
Well, over the course when the Food and Drug Administration set about to create these rules, doctors were hugely concerned about the implications here. They were concerned that the data tracking their performance was tricky, they feared it could be misused, and everybody was sort of scared that the data would get out there, women would see it, and would be scared off at the notion, and actually finding out that some doctors were not very good at this very difficult procedure.
But they don't know which doctors are good at it and which are not.
Well, that's the problem now, is that, you know, the government tells women that no matter where you go, as long as it's a federally approved clinic, you will get a high-quality mammogram. In fact, what experts tell us, there's a number of things that women should do still to look for a truly high-quality mammogram.
And what would that be?
You should look for a doctor who's reading, first of all, several thousand mammograms a year. Secondly, look for a specialist, someone who actually took specialized training, preferably a fellowship in mammography, so they learn this fine art, as people call it, of looking for breast cancer. Thirdly, if possible, go to a specialty center, possibly a teaching hospital where they're teaching other doctors to do it.
How can women determine which doctors have a good percentage of accurate diagnosis and which do not?
Well, they can't, and that's the problem. Very few doctors today are out there tracking their performance so they can actually tell how many they're missing.
So then there's no pressure on the government or the doctors to do this right, to improve.
At this point, no, though Congress now is, as we speak, considering reauthorizing what is called the MQSA, Mammography Quality Standards Act. And there are hearings still scheduled, so in fact there is a move afoot by some breast screening advocates to toughen the rules and to finally sort of create some systems that would allow the government to track doctor performance and potentially allow women to evaluate the competency of their doctors.
Michael Moss is a reporter for the New York Times. The second part of his series on mammograms appears today. There's more on the New York Times mammography investigation tonight on the public television program Now with Bill Moyers at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Local listings are on the website pbs.org.